Here it is, the 14th day of March. Can you believe it? March is trying to slip right out of here quickly, but we praise God for his keeping power. We praise God for this is indeed the day that he's made, and it's a brand new day. Can you believe it? It's a brand new day, and God has included you in the plan. The word reminds us that morning by morning, new mercies we see. And so we thank him today for sustaining us through last night. And here we are, clothed in our right minds. And God has been faithful. Will you agree with me on that, that God has been faithful? You know, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, I praise God for this daylight savings time. I know it takes a while for us to get adjusted after we make the crossover or the switch from being spring forward and falling back, but it's going to be a beautiful day today, and we just thank God for including us in what he's about to do in the earth realm. I was meditating, and the word jumped in my spirit today from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and I'm going to lift up just one verse out of that 43rd chapter of Isaiah. It's a very familiar passage of scripture, and if you have time today, you can read that 43rd chapter of Isaiah in its entirety, and I believe that it will encourage and strengthen you. But this word we'll read as we share verse number 2. It's a word that gives us instructions as well as inspiration to move forward because of God's love. In spite of what we might be faced with or what we might be going through or the challenges of life, all too often we become sidetracked by side issues, but I think this word will help us to understand that we can continue to move forward because of God's love, and we can trust God even during those times of our greatest trials. Here's the word, Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Wow, isn't that powerful? You're talking about going through some difficulties. You're talking about experiencing various setbacks and delays in life. God gives us his blessed assurance through this prophet that he will be with us, even though it may appear that things are overwhelming for us, and even though it may appear as if we are not going to be able to come out victorious. And so I just want to encourage someone today and let you know that you can indeed trust the timing of God. And one of the things that I found out that many times it's not what we go through, but it's how we come through that makes the difference. I said, it's not what we go through, but how we come through that makes the difference. Oftentimes we get overwhelmed by what we see as we're trying to get to where God is leading us. But if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will see you through. Somebody say amen. And so oftentimes it's not what we go through, but it's our own personal things in terms of what we're feeling and how we view what we're going through that gets in the way of us getting through what God has laid before us. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Watch this now. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end. And so there are times when we get in our own way. And there are times when the things that God instructs us to do, it's really not complicated at all. But we get so, we make things so complicated when we allow our attention to be focused on the distractions. And many times that will deter us from the path that's before us. But, you know, one of the clearest lessons I believe from God is that love is the key ingredient needed in our lives. Let me say that again. Love is the key ingredient that's needed in our lives. We need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God loves us. God loves you today. God loves me, and God wants us to love ourselves. And here it is. He wants us to love each other. But all too often, we start looking at what's happening in the world, and we let hatred and anger steer us off of the course that God has set for us. And so we end up imitating the world instead of imitating Christ. But I'm here to tell you today that it's time for us to get back on track and to embody all of the gifts of God's love. God so loved you and he so loved me that we might grow to appreciate all of the goodness of God and everything that he has placed before us and how he's walking with us step by step. He's holding our hand. He's guiding us in the path of righteousness. Here's what the psalmist would say. The psalmist would say, "Behold, I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Wow, isn't that powerful? And so here's what I want you to do, particularly this week as we are setting our sights on beginning a 23-day fast at ATOP starting this Friday. I want you to just build your confidence in God and start seeking the face of God and having confidence in knowing that God is going to give you what you need, even as you struggle with great issues in your life and as you're trying to overcome situations. Don't allow what you see in the natural to hinder what God is trying to get done in the spirit. And even though we are aware of God's great love for us, we find it hard many times, I believe, to apply that knowledge during the trial that we're going through, because we focus more on what we're going through than the one who's able to see us through. And so I want you to focus on God's love, even if you're in a crisis time right now. Focus on his love, because doubt will start to creep in if we don't keep our focus clear. And so one of the most passionate prayers that we can pray is to ask God to give us what we need in order to endure the situation that we find ourselves in. So don't allow doubt to creep in. Don't start to panic when things don't look like what you think they ought to be. But if we ignore all of those things that the enemy is trying to place in our path to throw us off track, I'm here to tell you today that God will see you through. So we have to learn to trust God even during the greatest trials of our lives. Some of us are faced with some heavy hills to climb and some valleys that we're in right now. But God has promised that he would walk with us. Even when we pass through the waters, he said, "I'll be with you." Even as you pass through the rivers of life, guess what? God says, "I'll be with you. I won't let the waters sweep over you. And even when you walk through the fire, it will not burn you or set you ablaze." That's the word for today. Isaiah 43 and verse number 2. And I want to encourage you to read that 43rd chapter if you have an opportunity to read it today. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we are eternally grateful for how you sustain us in the midst of everything that we go through. We thank you today for your keeping power, for delivering, and for setting us free. We know you be a healer and a deliverer, and we know that all power is within your hands, and that there is absolutely nothing too hard for you. And so, God, even when we're overwhelmed in life with the difficulties and the trials and the tribulations, and we many times get thrown off track and we lose our focus, sometimes, God, we forget who we are in you and we start looking to the world to tell us who we are. But God, we pray that you will build up confidence today, that you will build us up in the most holy faith, and then just remind us of the simple faith that, of the simple fact that you love us, and help us to walk in confidence and knowing that we are loved. God, we thank you for surrounding us with your grace and your mercy. We thank you for giving us a peace that surpasses all understanding. And so now, God, we lift up those who are grieved today and those who are struggling in life, trying to make sense of all of the things that they are yet going through. And so we pray your choices, blessings to be upon us, even as we move forward into this day. And so, God, we give you praise in advance, for you're worthy of all of our praise. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, let me give you the playback number. Normally I do that on the front end, but it's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. We're certainly grateful for the platforms that God has afforded us to just share this inspirational moment with you. And it's heard each Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. Here it is, the 14th day of March already. And I hope that you keep your spiritual antennas up, because I believe God's going to use you in a powerful and a mighty way to get some things done. A lot of people are on spring break. A lot of people are traveling. And we pray God's traveling mercies, and we pray God sustains us even in the face of adversity, and help us not to lose track of his love for us, even in difficult times. All right, well, until next time, you be blessed.